Okay, Rabbi Chaim. Rabbi Chaim, b'derech klal, he discouraged yeshiva students from devoting too much time studying Musar. But rather, of course, the mainstay of the learning of Talmidim should be, of course, learning Talmud, the Gemara Tosfos. But Lamaise, Rabbi Chaim's approach to those that were not in the yeshiva framework was just the opposite. In order for them, he encouraged the study of Musa in order to arouse the sense of importance of learning Torah. So for Balbatim, he felt they should really have a emphasis on the learning of Musa, because hopefully by studying Musa, that will encourage them to also have shiurim in Torah. Rabbi Chaim also, very interesting, made a particular point of honoring, bedavka, giving kavod to those who learned even though they were in business. He wanted to be machshiv to show that a person was a balabos, and yet he sets aside time to learning, would go out of his way to be machshiv and to show kavod for these type of balbatin. And it is said that regarding a particular local businessman, Lamaisa, every free moment that he had, that he used to learn, and Lamaisa succeeded in finishing Shas a few times. Actually, with the Daf Yomi system, it's not such a chiddush anymore today. I can remember that when we started here, actually, about 40 years ago or so, we started Daf Yomi. And at first, in Shas that we had, we made it in our own shul. We made it. It wasn't such a big oil. It was the first cycle that we had. And I'm just mentioning that the idea of Sima Shas was something that only a Gadol B'Yisrael would have the audacity to think about finishing Shas, or to have him say, lack of a better word, don't use the word chutzpah, but who can imagine finishing Shas? A Balbos should be able to finish Shas when something was unheard of a situation before the Daf Yomi, unless Yechidim. Reb Chaim, that particular Balbos, who actually had finished Shas a number of times, so when the person came in, let's say came into the Beis Medrash, Reb Chaim would stand up for him. Chaim set up for him, the Davki, because he wanted to show and be mechaber him that he should see that person, that Balabas should see how choshev it is, the fact that in spite of the fact that he's a businessman, that he's learning. So Chaim just set up, and Lamai said many of the Talmidim were upset that they felt it's not bekovedik. You know, you want to give kovid, it's fine, but that's excessive kovid. Chaim, a god lador, stands up for a Balabas, even though he's learning. They were upset, and besides the fact they said, okay, he's learning, but his learning actually is lacking sufficient depth. He's not really learning Be'iyun. He's learning very quickly, he's covering blot after blot, and the Mela, so what, he was Messiah Shas, but it's lacking the real depth that one really needs for learning. You know, that learning is not really that choshev. So Reb Chaim pointed out, he said, listen, I want you to imagine in those days there were basically two shasim that were considered to be going around that people had. One was called the very special kind, the Rolls Royce shas was the Amsterdam shas. That was supposed to be a shas that it was superior, it had fine paper, it was a fine binding, with a better print, also less printing errors. There was another shas called Zulzbach. I still have Svarim that my father brought down from Europe, which were printed in Zulzbach. But Zulzbach also printed a Shas. And that was, it didn't have a beautiful print, and the binding certainly was not as strong, and Bechlal not the same type. So Bechlal said, if you have these two Shas, and he says, in the Svarim Shank, when you take out the Amsterdam Shas, you can give it a kiss. If you take out the other, you're not going to give it a kiss. If a Zulzbach Shas falls to the floor, it's not as beautiful, the print is not as nice, the binding, I'm not going to pick it up as quickly as the other Shas. It's a shas, that's kedusha. It's nicer, less nice. When we have Torah, he says, more be'iyun, less be'iyun. Zulzbach shas, there's an Amsterdam shas, different levels of learning, but everything is Torah, everything is learning. Then you have to be mechabedit. Lamaisa, a former Talmud of Elojan of Reb Chaim, was a yid by the name of Rabbi Avram Shmuel Gordon. Lamaisa became a manufacturer of brandy. That was his business, manufacturer of brandy. But Lamaisa still learned late into the night. And from time to time he came to pay respects to Reb Chaim, who was his Rebbe. Reb Chaim would stand up. Reb Chaim would say to people, he says, this person is not a push to eat. He says, you think he's a balbos? I have to tell you that he demis is, that if he would reveal his greatness, he's really a Gadol B'Yisrael. Lamaisa, he was the father, one of the greatest Gadolim, Reb Lezer Gordon, Rosh Yeshiva of Telz. His father's name was Avram Shmuel Gordon. That was the father. And he used to say, and again, always to bring out the Rosh Yeshiva as a balabatim. Balabatim. Yes, Balabatim. They go out in the business world, but the Maisev, they still understand what Cheshivas HaTorah is, the Kuvaitim HaTorah. You have to be Mechabah them. He would point out, they said, he pointed to his grandson. He had a grandson. Mechabah had a grandson who happened to be in business. Who was his grandson? His grandson's name was Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Shalavaychik. He was the father of the Beis Halevi. He was the father of Rav Chaim. He was the father of Rabbi Yitzchak Zev Shalavaychik, the Briskerov. So he used to say very often, said Rav Chaim, to his grandson, Halavai, there would be many more Balabatim like him. He's not a Poshna Balabos, he says. He was fluent in Shas and in Shulchan Aruch. He was a Balabos. He was the father of the Beis Halevi. He was called the father of Rav Chaim and so on. The rest of history that goes on. A Maisa which happened a number of years ago happened in Bnei Brak, and it really points out a situation of Mida Keneged Mida. We always hear about that. We're not always privy to see how Kodesh Baruch Hu actually works measure for measure. Took a Yid who all of a sudden found out that gets up in one morning in the excruciating pain in one of his legs. And after a few days, he thinks it's going to go away. It did not go away, so he went to take medical attention, seek medical attention. The doctor looks at it, and he says, listen, yet you have to have treatment, whatever the situation was, the ailment. It's not a push to zach, and really has to have undergo quite a bit of treatment, which might take a number of weeks and so on. Lamaisa, before he started treatment, he used to have a Seder in the Sefer Charedim. Sefer Charedim is a Sefer Antariak Mitzvahs. Sefer Charedim was a Belozer HaZakri, who lived and was a contemporary, daven together with the Arizal, with the Beis Yosef, with the Yalshech in Tzfas, going back in the 1600s. And he was supposed to be the Shamus. Nobody knew his greatness. And the Kedua, as the Maisa goes, and was like Boimer, when the Arizal went up to Meron, in order to celebrate the Yotzer with Shimon Yochai, and everybody was dancing Kenoig as the minig is in Meron, and all of a sudden the Arizal drops the crowd that he was dancing with and jumps over to the Shamus and starts dancing with the Shamus. I wonder, why dancing with the Shamus for? He says, I'll tell you something, I saw something very unbelievable. I saw that Rav Shimon Yochai himself is dancing with him. No, so I shouldn't dance with him. This was someone who they thought was he was Mechaber the Sefer Charedim. So again, basically it's Tariq Mitzvahs, and he tries to explain the Ashkofi behind the Mitzvahs. Anyway, so Sefer Charedim there, he learns over there, he finds out, the Chaim talks about, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Ramach Evarim, so we have an obligation to utilize every Eber to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he looks into the Sefer Charedim, what obligations are there to the legs, to the feet? So he said, well, you know what? The object of the legs and the feet are to run to mitzvahs, run to bikacholim, run for nechama velim, and so on. This is the idea. This is what you have to use your feet for. Or maybe use your legs to dance to be mesamechos and kala. There's so many mitzvahs that a person is able to be mikayim with his legs, with his feet. So he saw that in the Charedim, so he decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So he goes, and remember, he had an older chaver who happens to be in the hospital, and he didn't bother to go visit him. But now that he saw, that there's certain mitzvahs with the feet, forget. So he runs, and matter of fact, he says chotosi visa pishati. He says, I should have come earlier, and so on. He goes. Then he hears about another family in the Chamavelim, not really so closely related to him. That, but it's a mitzvah in the Chamavelim. He goes to be Menachem Avil, mitzvah simcha chosav v'kala, and so on. So, what happens, in spite of the pain that he had in his feet, he didn't let hold him back. He ran to the Chamavelim, he ran to Bikacholim, and he was Mesamechos and Kal as much as he was able to do with all the pain that he had. And now, he had the appointment to go to the doctor. He realized the day that he had the appointment, he realizes that the pain is less. Another day goes by, it's even less. It kept diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. So for that, he went to tell his Rav about it. Happened to know who that Rav is. He tells that Rav, and Rav says, you see, Midi Kedege Midi, he had pain in the feet, so now you did a tikkun somewhat in the feet, you utilize your mitzvahs, feet for mitzvahs. So Midi Kedege Midi, Kodesh Baruch Hu, now remove the pain of your feet. You show the Kodesh Baruch Hu, look, I'm doing mitzvahs with my feet. Allow me, give me the ability to be able to continue to do it even a better way. So this was a Midi Kedege Midi. Why am I mentioning it here? Because the Sefer called Talu Le'Yoyroish brings down from Chaim Veloshin. Now, you usually think about Midi Kenegi Midi, the great Tzaddikim see it. But Poshti Yid, no, here at a Maisa would have pushed Yid, and no Yid is a Poshti Yid, said. But he was a Maisa, Midi Kenegi Midi. But Rav Chaim Veloshin was a story that was, first of all, was always makpid to down the place where there's a Sefer Torah. And when his son got married, Rav Yitzchak Veloshin got married, so he was out of town, wherever that was at that particular time, and he did not have a Sefer Torah. They're not in the Sefer Torah. So what happened was, so one of the Chosh Rabbonim told Reb Chaim, you can't daven in a Sefer Torah. You can daven without a Sefer Torah. So Reb Chaim was mevatel as das. He wasn't comfortable, but one of the Rabbonim Chashuvim said that. He says mevatel as das, and he davened without a Sefer Torah. I guess he didn't bother to do whatever he gets to go to find a Sefer Torah wherever. The Rav said, you can't daven a Sefer Torah. He davened without a Sefer Torah. When he comes back, he finds out that the Sefer Torah that he had, a private Sefer Torah in his study, was stolen. Sefer Torah was stolen. Reb Chaim did not call any police. He figured out, I know why it was stolen, because I davened without a Sefer Torah. So what did Reb Chaim do? Techive, shamnu, begadnu, gozalnu. It's mizvada for the fact, boy, you should listen to that. I made a mistake. I should have davened only with a Sefer Torah. And while he was being mizvada and saying this vidui, turns out that whoever the Ganav was, returned the Sefer Torah. Returned the Sefer Torah. And they opened the Sefer Torah. Guess what? The whole Sefer Torah is intact, except that parsha that he missed the Kriya. For some reason, the Ganav cut out that parsha, whatever the reason was. But look at the Maaseh. That parsha that he missed the Kriya, that was out. He got back the whole Sefer Torah, but that parsha, because he missed the Kriya. So, again, so here was like an open situation. We're able to see what happened over here. But again, you don't have to be a Chaim Elojin, but you can be Zoicha. If you have open eyes to see many things in life, how Kodesh Baruch Hu works in the plans, Midah Kenegi Midah. That's how he deals with us. So we go here on both sides to the Ruach Chaim, and that's Daf Chof Hei in your edition, which begins Hey Momru. We're going now finally to the next Mishnah. Till now, this is the 15th shir, and we are all up to the first Mishnah. Now we're going to the second Mishnah, shir number 15. Hey Nomru Shloisha Devarim. But I think for the very first time, to really appreciate what Reb Chaim is saying, he quotes the Gemara, but he quotes the Gemara Bekitzer. So to appreciate what Reb Chaim is, I think we should look at the sheet before we start Reb Chaim. One part of the sheet, the first part of the sheet, we bring down the Gemara of which Reb Chaim is referring to, and then we'll look at the Ruach Chaim. So let's take a look at the sheet first. The first thing, Mamish, is just a few lines. The first item is the Gemara Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. We know that we have Shisha Sidre Mishnah. We have Shisha Sidre Mishnah. The Mishnah is divided up into six sections, and the Gemara Shabbos bases it on the posik. Omer Shlokish, my dechsev is a posik. V'hoyu, it's posik in Yeshaya. V'hoyu emunas yitecho, choisin Yeshuas, chokmas v'das. The posik says later, it says Yiras Hashem Yitzorim. Just make a small akdoma. This particular posik in Yeshaya, the literal translation of that posik really, is talking about Yeshaya Novi is actually giving a nevuah. What's a nevuah? Giving a nevuah that the Yidden will be eventually be saved from the threat of Sancheriv, who was Melech Ashur, the Assyrian king. And it was a great threat that he attempted to destroy them. So Yeshaya Novi says to them, don't worry about it. Yeshaya tells them that in fact, eventually they will be saved from the threat of Sancheriv. So this pasuk actually says that if the Jewish people, if they want that the shalva, the tranquility, right, should be long-lasting, that they have to acquire a number of things. In other words, if you don't want to be able to live shalom v'shalva without having the goyim bother them, oppress them, so they have to acquire wisdom, knowledge, and Yiras Hashem. Because all of these traits will be Yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. All these things will be a storehouse for them to preserve peace in the land. So the Pasuk reads as follows. Go back to the Pasuk. First of all, the little translation. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu emunah sitecho. It means, emunah means faith, but emunah also means stability, says the Radak. V'hoyu emunah sitecho. In other words, the stability of your time. If you want to have stability in your time, v'hoya emunas itecho. Itecho's time. Itim. V'hoya emunas itecho. If you want stability in your time, choysin Yeshuas. And the strength of Yeshua, choysin is power. And the strength of Yeshua, what is that? Pasuk says, chokmas, vodas, means wisdom and knowledge, and the begoyim, etc. It says later, Yiras Hashem, Yoytzorei. Now the Gemara breaks up all these things. The Pasuk breaks up Chazal, Emunas, Itecho, Choysin, Yeshuas. You'll see six items here. This goes on Shisha Sidre Mishnah. And we'll just go quickly. Emunas, the Seder Zeroim. The idea of emuna goes on Seder Zroim, and Rashi says, why? Because when a farmer plants a seed, right, he has to believe and hope, Tosha says, that in fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will allow the climate, right, to be just right, and the winds should not be overpowering, right, they should be able to have a good harvest, and so on and so forth. So Zroim means to plant seeds, you have to have emuna. Rashi has another pshat. So without going through each situation, itachod that zmanim that seder moed. It talks about shamis, the Shabbos, erev, and psochim, and so on. Choisin that seder noshim, okay. Yeshuas that seder nezikin. Chochmat that seder kochim. Das that's taharis. Anyway, so you have shisha seder mishnah. But the bottom line, what does the Gemara say? We'll look further. Even if you have all the Torah in the world, yiras Hashem hi yotzora. You have to have Yerushalayim. In other words, without Yerushalayim, the Torah isn't worth much. Not only that, the Torah that you have, it will not last. Why? Because Yiras Hashem is the oitzer. Yiras Hashem is the storehouse. When a person has something and he wants it to last, what do? You put it into an oitzer. You put it in the storage. You don't put it in a warehouse. You want to storage it. So what is the kli that to be able to storage the chokhmah and the das and all the shish, the siddur, mishnah that you may have, you need an oitzer. You need a place to be able to preserve it. Yiras Hashem. And the Gemara goes further. We need this next line, few lines here. Moshal Yodom, to show the role of Yerushalayim in relation to Torah. You can't separate the two. So the Gemara goes and gives us a Moshal. Moshal Yodom, a Moshal to a person, Shomel Ishluchai. A person said to a Shliach, Haleli Kur Chitim Laliyah. Kur Chitim is a tremendous amount of wheat. Right? Tremendous amount of wheat. So he says to him, I want you to bring up on the top floor, I have like a storage place. So I want you to bring up all the wheat to storage it upstairs on the top floor. Haleli kurchitim, right, raise up for me, bring up for me a kurchitim, a large amount of wheat laliyah. Holach lehaloloi, he did it. He went and he raised up the wheat. Omaloi, so then the balabos of the wheat, he asked the shliach, just a minute. When you put the wheat over there in the attic up there, he's asking him, Irafto libahem kaf choymtin, did you put in a measure of preservatives? In other words, for wheat, what you try to do, you know, when you have clothes in the closet, you want to make sure that you chase away the moths. What do you have? So you have mothballs. Wheat also, in order to avoid getting wormy, toiloim, Rashi says, they used to put a certain eretz malach, a certain mineral earth, which basically chased away worms. So the balabas asked the shliach, you put all that wheat, tremendous amount of wheat on the roof, to make sure that you put in a kav, a measure, small measure, only the small measure, a kav. A kav, by the way, comes out to be 180th of a kur. Imagine a kur is so great, a kav is a small amount of mineral earth, mineral dirt. Did you put it in there? Omalei lav, no, he didn't. Omaloi mutavim loy halaysa, bet he didn't put it there. It's all going to be destroyed anyway. It's a shoot attack, you know, that you wouldn't have to raise up, to schlep up all that wheat over there. If you didn't put the kav chumten, this mineral earth, it's not worth anything. So the Gemara says the same thing. Torah is very good. It's gewaldic. It's the most important thing. But you have to put the measure of preservative, you have to put in there. A kav chumten. What's that? That's Yerushalayim. Yes, Hashem, you're sorry. That's the moshel. And then he says another thing. You know how important it is to put the mineral earth to protect the wheat? You know how important it is? You know, we talk about elachite and honesty that the Torah talks about, especially when you, in terms of scales and weights. Mamish Allah, the Torah, very, very stark, very, very serious, tremendous ancient of people, storekeepers used to cheating people, not giving them the right weight, right, and so on. And so the inyan is, so if a person, let's say, asks you for a pound of tefuah, you have to give him a pound. It's not enough to give him 9/10 of a pound. Rather give him more than give him less. You have to give him a full pound. But when you give him a full pound, that pound may have a little bit of mineral dirt, even though it means you're giving him a little bit less wheat. Why? Because it's the yefshir. Because wheat without the mineral dirt doesn't go. So that counts into the cheshm. So important that is. Torah Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We learned in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, Ma'ariv Odom Kaf Chumtin. A person is allowed to add a small measure of this mineral earth, Bekurish HaTvur, in a large amount of Tvur, Ve'nechoshish, and is not to worry that it's cheating the customer. So says Rashi. You might say it's cheating the customer. Why? Because he's not getting a full pound of wheat. Why? Because the chelik of it is the mineral, preservative. But you know what? He understands. A buyer understands when he's buying wheat, he needs the preservative to be in there. The only question is, what connection is this? Is halach of gezeila? The Gemara over there is talking about Yerushalayim, talking about Torah. What has it got to do? And we'll see about this soon. Rav Chaim, we'll go now. Let's go back to the Ruach Chaim now. Now that we saw the Shekhar Gemara over here, so now we go back to the Ruach Chaim. Okay, hey, Mom, Rishleish and Devarim. It goes on the Mishnah where the Anshe Kesef taught us three things. Reb Chaim now is not, at this particular juncture, he's not going to those three things, but that's the heading. Okay. Omer Rabbe Zeinu Zechoyim Avrocha. We're learning Masechet Shabbos, we just learned it now. V'hoi Yamuna Sitecho Choysen Yeshua Schochmas Vadas. The Gemara darshan that this refers to Shishu Sidra Mishnah. It refers to the entire Torah, the entire Mishnayos. And the Gemara says you can have all the Torah, Afilohoche, even so, Im Yiras Hashem Oitzoroi in V'loi Loi. If you have your Shemaim, that will be the Yotzer. That will preserve it. If you don't have your Shemaim, then you don't really have the Torah. And Moshel, the Moshel was given, where a person makes a Shliach, Haleili Kur Chitim, Laliyah. He's asking a Shliach, right, to bring up right, a large amount of wheat to the attic. Holach Veheloloi, he went and he did bring it up. So then he asked him, Yeravtoli Behen Kav Chumtin, did you put in, right, a measure of preservative? Omaloi said, "Lav, no." Omaloi, so he answered, "If you didn't put that in, mutavim loy halisas. Better you didn't bring it up. In other words, it's not going to last." So the Gemara said, "Ton the bei Rabbi Shmuel." So we learned also, right, in the Bishmet Rabbi Shmuel, that the measure of preservative is so important that you're allowed to mix it in and give it to the customer, even though it's going to displace some of the weight of the wheat. Ma'ariv adam kaf chumtin, the person is allowed to mix in a small measure of chumtin, a preservative. Bekur shel chitim, the ainu choshi, does not have to worry. Now, Reb Chaim says the following. You realize if you put on a scale, right, you have tayag mitzvahs. Torah is one of the tayag mitzvahs. So if you want, you'll say the Torah is outnumbered by 612 mitzvahs. If I have a scale, I put Torah on one side of the scale, and I put 612 mitzvahs on the other side of the scale. Torah single-handedly will tip the scale over all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Because there's a pasuk that says, we're going to soon see, Kol chafatzecho leyishvabo. Kol chafatzecho, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol chafatzecho, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire? It's mitzvahs, commandments. Lo yishvabo, do not compare to the Torah. Gemara says, Yerushalmi, Kol ha-mitzvahs kulam. All the mitzvahs in the Torah don't amount to, one word of Torah. All the mitzvahs, so says Yerushalmi. But Yerushalmi is different. Yishmael's exception. Here the oil is there. Apki yira ein ala mitzvah achas. After all, Yishmael is only one mitzvah. And Yerushalmi, we say that all the mitzvahs put together don't amount to Torah. All the mitzvahs put together don't amount to Torah. And Yishmael is only one mitzvah. So let's take a look. Yerushalmi says, Shekola mitzvahs ein in shovis to dover echon in a Torah. All the mitzvahs do not amount to one, right, to one word of Torah. Mekomakim says, Reb Chaim, Yira Enekim. Yira, you know, Yira is also only one mitzvah, but Yira is not something that you could separate from Torah. In other words, Torah needs Yira Shemayim. Vitzorach Bo, you need the Yira Shemayim, because the Arev, you have to mix the Yira Shemayim into the Torah. Dugma similar, Kav Chumten Bekur Tvua. Just like you have to mix a measure of preservative into a large amount of Tvua. Why? Ki B'lo Yizeh, similarly, he says, the Yira Shemayim is also just as necessary as by Tvua. We need the measure of mineral, right, the mineral dirt. So the same thing, the Yerushalayim is necessary. Ki b'loizeh einam iskayemes. The Torah will not have a key when there's no Yerushalayim. Ki yiras Hashem hi oitzoro. Yerushalayim, that's the oitzer. Which means, v'atoyre mishtameres b'toy chayiro. You know, in an oitzer, you put something into an oitzer. Reb Chaim says, if you have Yerushalayim, it's like the Torah goes into your Yerushalayim. V'atoyre mishtamer, the Torah becomes protected b'toy chayiro, like Tvua becomes protected b'toy chayiro, like you put it into an oyster, into a storage place. V'zulas hayiro, if not, If you don't have your shemayim, it's like tvua she'ena b'toch oyser. Imagine if tvua is not put into the oyser, you leave it on the field. If you leave tvua exposed to the field, then right away you know it's going to be trampled upon, it may be even eaten by animals, it's not going to last. Torah without your shemayim is like tvua without an oyser. Tvua without an oyser, tvua if it's not put into a storage place, like al pnei asoda, lemir mos regel, when it's subject to be trampled upon, cholila, veinu miskayim. That would be the Torah. The Torah without your shemayim is like Torah left out on the field, like tvua is on the field, which means it's exposed to all the elements, will not have a kiyum. So now, but here's what B'chaim tells us. As important, he says, as your shemayim is, but without Torah, your shemayim doesn't mean much. The other way too. A person, basically, if you don't learn Torah, your whole your shemayim is doesn't really amount to much if you don't have Torah. Ah, as important. On one hand, we're saying year is needed to protect Torah. Year is needed to preserve Torah. Ah, nevertheless, ein roya la'asrei kol hazman b'binyan oyser. Imagine, he says, a person, I need a storage place. So imagine a person, right, is building, right, expensive warehouse, but doesn't put anything into it. So what's happening for the warehouse? Your shemayim is a warehouse for Torah. So if a person is going to keep working on your shemayim, so he's building a large warehouse, but they have no Torah then, but it's an empty warehouse. That's what the Moshe Rucham says. Yes, Hashem, you're sorry. Yes, Hashem, that is the answer, that's the warehouse. But you have a warehouse without any tour, it's worthless. So therefore, it's not kedai to waste too much time building the answer. Work more, right, producing tour. Work more on producing tour, harvesting tour, planting tour, reaping it. Says Reb Chaim, Ach ein royal lasoi kol hazman bebinyan oyser. Is that appropriate to be oisik all the time in building that oyser? Which means work at your shemayim. V'yeho oyser reik mibli Torah, and then the oyser will be empty without Torah. Your shemayim is the oyser. Now what are you going to put into it? Torah. But if you don't have Torah, and you spend most of your time with that, ki ikar hayiro, because you know the main inyan of yiro, the main mile of yiro, your shemayim, liyos oitzel mishmeres haTorah. So the yeshemayim is really subordinate. It's really subordinate. As important as it is, because your shemayim protects the Torah, that's the whole thing. The Tata protects the Torah, but so you need the Torah. You have nothing to protect. You need the Torah. And if in fact, if it does not have shum dover min haTorah, if the yir shemayim is empty from Torah, l'shav yirosoi. So then, mamish, very, 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 very words. L'shav yirosoi. So you say, at least it's yir shemayim. That's what I mean. So at least, no, l'shav yirosoi. It's like his yir is in vain. Ki im ein boy shum dover, ein olav shem oyser. Because if there's no Torah, he says, then it does not have Shem of an Oyser. And therefore, to make this point, as important your Shemaim is, your Shemaim is only important, he says, if you have Torah with it. Therefore, the Gemara brought down the Halacha of Gezeila, Medin Oinoa, right? The Gemara brought down that Rav Shmuel taught us that if the storekeeper, right, sells Tvuah, he's allowed to put in a measure of preservative, even though it's going to displace some of it. What is it? Why this belongs to Masechtas Bavikamim, Bav Mesiyah maybe? What Shaychus has it got here to teach us halachas of Gezeila, whether it is Gezeila or not? How does it come in to what we're talking about? Right, you're telling us that Ma'ariv Kav Chumtin, you're allowed to mix in a measure of preservative when you're selling a pound of tour. Why is he teaching? What's it got to do here with Shishus and Ramishna, with your Shemayim Lashmiden? Because it wants to tell us the following. Because the high kav chumtin domar tchila b'moshel, right, hatoyre. Because when you talk about to put in a measure preservative, you put in, now make, if you think about it, the moshel is a kur is a large amount of tour. A kav happens to be 180th of a kur. I don't want to tell you the whole measure. A kur happens to be 30 saw, and a kav. Right? A kav happens to be, I'll break it down. A kav is 4 lug and the lug is 6 bayim. A kav is a volume of 24 eggs. That's a kav. And it's 180th of a kur. So you have to have it proportionate. Imagine if you have too much preservative. You have too much preservative. It's not good. You have to have this ratio. You have to have a small amount of preservative. So, if we're making a moshel, yir shemayim to Torah, and the moshel is like the preservative to the tefuah. Just like he says, just when it comes to preservative, lefi erech yaroiv yire b'tayrov, the erech kav b'kur. It's an incredible thing he's saying. In other words, the Torah should outnumber, interesting, your year Shemaim 180 times. It's Havlafela. In the same ratio that you have a kav in relation to the kor, the kav is the measure of preservative to the kor. And he says, why? Because the truth is, because with Torah itself brings you closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah itself brings you closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'chigam be'isko b'gemara pirish toisvus. V'yuna behem. When a person is Isaac in Torah, and he's ma'ayin in Torah, he learns Torah in depth. U'b'chol ha'pilpulim. And all the people that he basically gets involved with. Ha'koil hu nidbak b'kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki ha'koil m'sinai. In other words, all the pulpulim that a person has to cash in a terrorist, his own kashas. It's all Messina, by the way. Messina is not just when you open up a Gemara and you're learning about Gemara. When you're learning Gemara with a Chavrusa, Chavrusa has to cash in. Maybe it's a klutz kash, I don't know. But you give him a good terrorist. That's also Messina. So all the pulpulim that we add in our learning, it's all Messina. Af mashe talmid vosik osid l'chadish. Any chiddush that a studious Talmud will be mechadish in the future, nimus al Moshe Mesinai. Moshe Rabbeinu was given Mesinai all the chiddush of Torah to be some Mashiach. So if you have thousands and thousands of svarim, this Rosh Yeshiva said a shir, chreis and bob mitzia, this Rosh Yeshiva and bovikame, all the shirim were already given to Moshe Rabbeinu Mesinai. So it's all is Mesinai. And Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down, Baruch Hayri Dolores, and that's why we were able, by the way, we were able to be mechadish because Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down to this world. All the chiddushim, all the potential chedushim, Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down. The kutsu b'richo v'yirayis echadu, and the kutsu b'richo the Torah is one, v'adovik b'toroso is somebody who is dovik, who is connected to the Torah, means he learns Torah, he's connected to the Torah, dovik boy is b'rach shemoy. He's not just dovik in the Torah, you're connected to kutsu b'richo. The Torah and kutsu b'richo are one. It's not just they're connected, they're one. In other words, kebiyochol, the Torah g'doish is a shtik rabbi nishalelu. The Torah Hakdosh is a shtik rabbi nishalelu, and someone who's dovik in the Torah, you're dovik in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, he says, you have to have Yirah Shemayim, but the Torah itself, he says, is what connects you to Kodesh Baruch Hu itself. That by being dovik in the Torah, you are connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And here we bring is the famous Maisa that's quoted by many. Look at the story, fascinating little Maisa. Not to offer Chaim Voloshim himself writes a Maisa. V'sipper Adonenu David. Who is Adonenu David? Usually you think of David HaMelech. No. Adonenu David HaGoyin Balataz. The Taz's name was Reb David. The Shach's name was Reb Shapse Koyin on the two sides of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya. The Shach on one side, Reb Shapse Koyin, contemporaries, and then you have the Taz. Taz Reb David. And the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Despite the fact being the son of the Bach, the Taz does not hesitate. And many, many places he argues the halacha with Taz, with the Bach. He disagrees. Bach, one opinion, with great Harris. Mayrichomi is my shver. Mayrichomi, my shver, said this and this. He says, but my opinion is so and so. And he gives the reasons why he disagrees with the Bach. And the Taz was very, very poor also. He learned Torah Mamish Hasatchak. The Torah Mamish Mitarchatchak. They say Mamish, he came out and didn't have Lechem Lechol. Tremendous aniyas he had, and he grew up to be the great Poisik. And the Taz and the Shach, they were fierce rivals and opponents. And the Shach wrote on the side, by the way, in the Gemara, on the Shulchan Aruch, you have the Shach. And then when the Taz came out, and the Shach saw the Taz, and the Shach disagreed with the Taz, so he wrote what's called Nekudas HaKesef. Because the Kesef is on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, which he argues with the Taz. Well, the Taz, as you say, didn't remain a Balchayv. And the Taz went and answered up all the kashis, and it's printed in the back of Shulchan Aruch called Kuntres Achroin. Kuntres Achroin Lebalataz, and that is the answer. And the Shach back and forth, and you see some of the Lashoinis, very, very fierce Lashoinis between the two of them, and you can see that they would not sit together and drink L'chaim. That comes very clear. Some of the Lashoinis says, he's trying just, he says, to tease me. He's not looking for the emes. One writes again. Anyway, but then Then another place, the Taz writes afterwards, he says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Makayim with us, when the Pasuk says, there's Vahev Basufa, which means at the end there's a Hava. And what happened is, I became the Balachsanya, he says to the Shach. The Shach was passing through, and he stayed by me. I hosted him. Not only that, when Ashkani Aroshi, we ended up that the Shach kissed me on the head. He says so. Made Sholom. This is between the Taz and the Shach. So here the Reb Chaim brings us a little mice of the Taz. The super is told, Madrinenu David Agoyim Balataz, she isha achas so'akwe elav, a woman came crying, Zadaf HaYeshia. Right? Zadaf HaHolfner, she's the Yeshua. Aho Adoyli, please my master, Mamish came crying to him. V'hinai b'ni nechlash lomus. My son is so sick, he's on his deathbed. She's on his deathbed. Doctors can't help him anymore. So she went to the Taz, went to the God Lador. She wants a Yeshia. The Taz says, you're coming to me. I'm not the place of Rabbi Shlomo. What do you expect me to do? I don't have any courage to do anything. What she answered? She's very smart. I don't expect you to do anything. You're learning Torah? I want the Torah that you're learning to give me a Yeshua. So she said, El HaTorah Sheba Adoini, the Torah that you have, that you, my master, you the Tazad, and it's I'm crying out to that Torah. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah is one. So Mel, if I'm crying out to the Torah, actually I'm crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And who has more Torah than you do? So I'm crying out to the Torah that you have, because when I'm crying out to the Torah, I'm crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Raisa and Kutcha Brich Luchad, it's one. Now Yoyim Allah, so the Taz answered, one thing I can do for you. I don't have any koyach. Who am I? However, I'm going to say a shir now. I'm going to say a shir, says the Taz. He was saying a shir. The shir that I'm going to say, I'm going to dedicate that the schus of this learning shall bring a refuah shalema to your son. This is what the Taz said. Haloizoysa esaloch. Hadibretoyosh ani oisik ke'es im talmidai. The Torah that I'm learning now together with my talmidim. Ani noisim b'matona layelet. I give him b'matona, he says to the child. Ulai b'schusa yichyeh. Maybe the chusar of the Torah, he'll live. Why? It's a posik dvarim lamad beis. Ki bedover hazeh tarichu yomim kisiv. It's chusar of the Torah, yabrich hashomim. Ube oysa shah, the moment that the Taz said that, Reb Chaim is telling us a story here. Ube oysa shah, chotz esoy chamo, the fever was released. Chalitza, you know what chalitza? Chotz esoy chamo. Harei says, Reb Chaim, what do you see? Shebechol esik ma Torah. That when you're, hey, by the way, it doesn't say it was a special sugya. You have to find if it's a certain sugya that's a mesugal. Any part of Torah. Whatever sugya was learning. Shebechol esik ma Torah. Any esik of Torah. Bekoyach dvei kusoy. By being connected to Torah. Zechusoy lahachyas mesim. Oh, you can even be mechai mesim. You can even be mechai mesim. In other words, Reb Chaim touches up, this mice was like Chisa Mason. Because the child was already, Abedecha Tevi was finished. So might as well say this was Chisa Mason. And that the Koich HaTorah can do. The Koich HaTorah, any Esik of Torah, can bring Chisa Mason, he says. That is the Nekudah. So I think we should go to the sheet because we have some beautiful stuff. Really, we'll continue as Hashem further with this. But let's go to the sheet because there's a very beautiful thing, a few things that we have here we want to get to. All right, so go to the sheet here, we'll go to the second item. Second item that you see is from Or Yecheskel, that's from Chatzkel Levenstein, the great Mashgiach Aponovich, the Chon Abrocho. Or Yecheskel, it's the Chelik Beis and Elul Yom Naroim was talking about it. Yes, something, a very fascinating thing. Avraham Avinu, we find a number of tremendous acts of Mesiras Nefesh. The one that the Torah talks about, as they say, is the Torah gives a lot of media attention, is the Akedah. The Akedah, the Torah, Mamish goes and tells all the details about the Akedah. It's a gewaldige thing. Yeah, Avraham Avinu was ready to shech this on Yitzchak. Gewaldig, okay? So very important to know, to see the great Amunah, right? And Avraham Avinu is unsurpassed Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Akedah, and we always talk about the Akedah. Schus Akedah. We today are still Yoinik from the Schus of Akedah. Comes Rosh Hashanah. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'soroh lefenecho. Akedah, Shoket Avraham Avinu, Zitzchak Benoi, Agav HaMizbeach, V'kovesh Rachmov, last of V'soroch HaBlev of Sholem. Akedah. There's another gewaldige ness. Ur Kazdim. What happened to Kazdim? Remember Avraham Avinu broke the Getchkis of his father, Terach? His father came home. Anyway, Nimrod found out about it. So he said to him, listen, either you become one of us, you start dealing about his aura, right? Or else we throw you into the Kipshin Oesh. What happens is, Rav Avinu says, no avodah zarah for me. He's ready to give up his life. He allows himself to be thrown to Kipshin Oesh, and it happens. He's saved. Rabbi Isai and all the Mefarshim has a kasha. How come the Torah does not mention? It's not mentioned in the Torah. It's not in the Chazal. It's not in the Medrash. Such a mess. You can only get this. I mean, not only the nest, forget about the nest. Rav Avinu was ready to be Moshe Nefesh. He was ready to give his life. Not only that, he actually was thrown in. He was thrown into the Kipshin Oesh already. How can that not even mention? Especially Remiza, Ur Kazim, Ur is a fire. Remiza. Some sort of a rem, some sort of a gesture or something. How come Akedah is mentioned, Ur Kazim is not mentioned? And the terror is that Ubchas Kalevishai is a really eye opener. As the Mashgiach always had the penetrating thoughts in human behavior, right? And to understand really the Mahalach Machshov of the person. So let's see what the Pachaskal says over here. Here you do a Shaila Sarishoinim, the Shaila of the Rishoinim. It's a Rishoinim's Kasha. By the way, Bnei Sosra also discusses this question. Why Urkazim is not mentioned? Akeda is mentioned. But he can point out why is Urkazim not mentioned? Rishoinim asks a Kasha. Madua Matsinu Shitoira Maricha Rabois. The Torah gives extensive coverage. Right? Bidvar Mailas Avram Avinu Olav Asholim and the Soinim Akeda. When it comes to the Son of Akedah, the Torah gives extensive coverage. Ukenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ato Yodati, now I know, Ki Yirei Elokim Ato. Right? You know, the Akedah tells us something, because Baruch Hu says, I acknowledge, I see, I recognize that you are the Yirei Elokim. The Ilu, on the other hand, the Soyan Urkazdim, the Soyan that happened in the place called Urkazdim. Sheishlichoi Nimrod, Nimrod was the king, was the Melech. He sort of like ruled the world at that time. That Nimrod threw him, throw him into a fiery furnace, like Kozva Zoyz Torah B'mefurish. The Torah never wrote it B'mefurish. Like B'remes Yalfinim, we learn out of B'remes. The Afar Gavi says, as a matter of fact, he says, with our natural eyesight, Urkazim would seem to be a bigger Nisoyim, he says. The Afar Gav Shibinayim Pshuto is nearer Nisoyim, Urkazim Godel Yosem Akedo, because Akedo is Hoysa Bibnoi. In other words, he's not giving his own life. Vira Urkazim, Hoyba Beatsimoi. Urkazim Olamaisa, where he was his own life. Not only that, the destroyer of the Akedah, by the way, could be minimized. You can argue it could be minimized. Why? That was at the end of his career. He was already big in Emunah. Urkazim was in the early years. It was a big in the story in the early years. Avraham Avinu yet wasn't so. He didn't make it yet, you know, all the way up to the top in the Madregas of Emunah. He was still in the beginning of his career of Emunah. He was still was a startup. Right? So the Akedah, yeah, you're already at Tzadik Ador, right? You're already on the highest level of Amunah. Okay, so I'm in the Sohim of the Akedah. So Urkazim L'Chay was a bigger Sohim, it was in his youth, when he was not yet fortified, he was not yet so, quote, convinced, as one would say, and he did it. So how come Urkazim not mentioned? That seemed to be the bigger Sohim, as he says. But yeah, as he says further, Ubi Yaser, she destroyed the Akedah, he was the Knusso in Shlav Rom Avinu. La'acha call is Galo, by the way, by the time the Akedah came along, he already spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he saw so much, he had so much revelation, so much Giluyim. So Rom Avinu with Kodesh Baruch Hu already, this was something which was tangible. Kodesh Baruch Hu was tangible in Rom Avinu's life, after all the promises that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him already, and so on. Not only that, Rom Avinu at that time already had so many Talmidim who followed in his derech. As it says, that means the gerim that they were megar, the nishamas that they made, that they created. So Avraham Avinu was not alone anymore. By the time Akedah came along, there were others already who believed like he did. By Urkazim, he was a single, he was one, a one man band, mamish. He was one against the whole world. That was a bigger nesoyin to be ready to be Moshe Nefesh at that time. That was Mamish in the beginning of Avraham Avinu's path. He was still exploring, one might say, to the beginning of his career. Yet he stood against, right? Didn't speak to him yet. So at the nest of Urkazim, he did not openly see yet the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem didn't speak to him. And yet, in spite of everything, he gave up his life. So what's greater? Urkazim should be greater. It's not mentioned. Jim Kay Lachairi says, and the Soyin Godel, Yoser, he says, what's the greatest sign was in Ur Kasdim. That was the greatest sign. So how come not mentioned? And look how he touches it up. And he says the following. You always have to balance two things. Yes, Ur Kasdim has merit. It's the beginning of his career. He did not yet witness the presence of Hashem, and yet he did it. That's one Gevaldik Gemayla. How does Akedah outbalance it? How's it? Let's take a look. Ubiyaru Bazeh. And what was explained is the following, says the Bchaskul. Akedah happened because Hashem told him to do something. If Hashem tells you to do something, especially when someone already knows about Hashem, someone has seen Hashem, someone has spoken to Hashem, if Hashem tells you to do something, you do it. It's like an Israel, listen. But he did it. Ukazim, nobody told him to do it. Ukazim, nobody to do it. So wait a minute. So where did that mysterious nefesh come from? It came from Seichel. It was not commanded. Reb Chatzin says in Moir Gezach, anything that's based upon human seichel, as great as it is not as great as being mevatel your seichel and do what a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells you to do. The Akedah is a Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to do something. Ukazim was your seichel told you to do something. When you do something based upon your seichel, as greater than the soy that is, greater than doing something makhlas your seichel, even greater is put your seichel aside, do something because Hashem told you to do it. Akedah was what Hashem told him to do. And he goes on to explain. He said, regarding the Akedah that was Sivri Hashem, Valei Hashem Loilo, bring him up as an Oilo, bring Yitzchak up as an Oilo. Vashaykin Rukazdim, when it's Tav Avram Avinu, Lim Saratzmoy, because Baruch Hu did not tell him, he didn't speak to him. Avram Avinu was not commanded, Lim Saratzmoy, Likim Shemesh, Umaisov Nasr, Machmas Hakoro, he came to the realization, Vahaskolo, Hisechel Vahavona Soemes. Right? The Godul Yoiser Maise Shinasa Machmas Kir Mitzvah Hashem, that's greater. That's greater than Seichel. And he points out the following. Vezeloshna Chosid Yavis. Chosid Yavis, I want to tell you something. At the time, he says, at the Inquisition, the Yidu were given a choice. Right? That's why you have the Muranos. I mean, either convert, or you're going to be tortured, killed. Many Yidden were Moise Nefesh. Many were not. So Chosid Yavetz was this great tzaddik. It's called a Chosid Yavetz, or a sefer called Or HaChaim, going back to the 1400s. That's Kufa. And he tells us, now you would think, who is Moise Nefesh? The great Talmid Chachamim, right? The great Talmid Chachamim, who learned a lot, who knew a lot, who experienced, right, coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu through their Torah. He says, no. The simple noshim and poshet yidin. Why? Because they didn't do anything machmas seichel. In other words, they didn't know much. It's a munah pshuta. Those who went with a munah pshuta didn't ask any questions. This is the right thing to do. This is what I have to do. This is what Hashem wants us to do. To be moshe nefesh. People who are great at balas seichel did not do it. People who are great at balas seichel did not. He points out, this is the Loshon, he quotes from the Loshon of HaChosid Yavis. By the way, HaChosid Yavis also wrote a Pirish on Pirkei Avos. There are certain editions that have a collection of many, many different Mefarshim. So many have HaChosid Yavis, Rabbeinu Yoyde, you have the Bar Tanura, right? You have Pirish Rashi in Avos. And you have HaChosid Yavis also. In any case, he says the following. He says, Ki kishecholik al avoy dezore hu b'seichel. Someone, when you object of a desire because seichel, but seichel hayosho, he says, machricha bekach lava soemes. Right? So you have a seichel yosho, he says, how can I bow down to a getchke? It's a seichel. Masheikun akeda nasas machmasivi Hashem mitoch pachad ve'yira, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzave. That's what we find in Shabbos. Kashit simcha Hashem lekecho. You're not resting on Shabbos because why? You want a day of rest. You know, I worked all week. No, you're resting on Shabbos not because you're tired. It's good to take a day off. You're resting kashit simcha Hashem. Maybe your seichel also tells us it's a good thing. Maybe take our day off. No, but that's not why I'm resting on Shabbos. It's not because I'm looking for a day off. Kashit simcha Hashem. It's not because of seichel. Kashit simcha Hashem. Kibud av v'aim also. It makes a lot of sense to be mechabed your parents. Why? Look what they did to you. They brought you into the world, and they raised you. But the Torah says a different reason. It's also kabbalah, right? Kabbalah, as the pasuk says, as I commanded you to do, says the pasuk. Nimtzo me'ato. Shnayim oisim mitzvah. Now listen what he says. So now put aside, you have two people. Two people are doing the same mitzvah. Chatzka says, put two people next to each other. Two people are doing the same mitzvah. And yet, both are doing the same mitzvah. One is doing it, mekol mekoyim. Kasher echon oisim mitoch pachad v'yir mitzvah Hashem. Bil chaveira can do the same mitzvah, but without the yira. Doesn't have that yira, doesn't have that pachad. So the idea is doing a mitzvah because Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, and the pachad and the yira of the Tzira Hashem, that madrega of pachad and yira of what the Tzira Hashem means to you, is a gewaltig thing. So here again we're talking about yira from what we just learned now. Yes, Hashem, you're sorry. The idea is Kashi Simcha Hashem is how much yira you have because of the Tzira Hashem, how much pachad and moira. That's what in general, Nabodes Hashem Bechlau is the aspect, the quality of the mitzvah is how much yira is there in that mitzvah. The quality of the mitzvah is how much, Kashi Tzivcha Hashem, when Hashem commands you, so how much yira and pachad is there because of the Tzivcha Hashem. So now, regarding over here, regarding the Inya, the Koyach of Torah, Rav Chaim says, what Rav Chaim pointed out, and said that the Koyach of Torah can be Mechai Mason. That was a Mason with the Taz. Mataz, the child was almost on his, not almost, he was on his deathbed, and because of the Chus HaTorah, revived him. So, I want you to go and sit on the side, turn the sheet, number 5, look at Ramchal, okay, look at Ramchal, this is a Mesil Tushar in Perek Chavov. Listen to the words of Ramchal. By the way, Perek Chavov is the last Perek in Ramchal. When you reach there already, you reach a pretty high madrega already there. Look at what Ramchal says in Mesil Tushar. I'm the same Mesil Tushar, Soif Perek Chavov, who writes the following. The Yochal, a person's able to agia the vekuso yamailo. There's no limit to how great a person can become connected to Hashem. The Yochal agia the vekuso yamailo kol kach gedula shekvar yimsu beyodoy mafeach shetchis amesim. Ramchal says, you can become so close to Hashem that Hashem says, you're so close to me that just like I can be Mechai Mesim, I'll give you the key to be Mechai Mesim. Where do you see that? Kamo shenimsu le'eliyohu ve'elisha. We know Eliyahu and Elisha had the coin with all the might of the Isha Shinamis. She had the child. Was promised Elisha that she's going to have a child. Gave a bracha and she had a baby. And then the child died. So she comes back to the Navi. She says, you gave me a bracha to have a child and the child died. What did Elisha do? He was Mechai Mesim, the whole procedure as is pointed out in Tanakh. And why, how is that? How does a human being have a koyach to be Mechai Mesim? Truth is only a Kodesh Baruch Hu can be Mechai Mesim. But you can become so connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that in a sense, if we can use Lashon, you become an arm of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we were allowed to say that Lashon. You become an arm, you become an extension of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because you're doing so much in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the Mapeach of Tchis HaMesim is given to you. You as a human being can have the Mapeach of Tchis HaMesim. And he says, "Mashemoyre al etzem his dabkus boyis barach." It means it is telling us. It is telling of how close, right? You are connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shebiyois who is barach shemoy. Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the makor ha'chayim. He's the source of life. Hanois and chayim l'chol chay. So someone who's connected to Hashem, you have that ability. You can be yochel. You are a shtik rubai d'shloilu. Here they had Dovik by Yisbarach Dveikus Gomor Yucha Limshach Mimeno Yisbarach Afilu Meshach Achayim Ad. You can pull, you can extract life, you can sort of like create life. Ad Kal Nishoyin Zoloshim Zil Zishorim Vehenin Advorim. Now what's the way to become so connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Chaim tells us that through Torah, because the rise of Ikut Shabrich Uchad to the Korach HaTorah, you can be Mechai Mason. That's why the Taz was able to do it. That's what the Torah, the Taz was able to do it. The Hainan Advarim shall the Dvekas of Korachayim. And the name of the Torah, Yochel Hamshech Memenu Yizbarach, you can be Mamshech, you can extract Meshech Achayim Lachius Mesim. Oy Bazoi, look at the Mice of Ramosha Feinstein. Look it up in our time. Look here, number 6. It's brought down a Sefer Oil Moshe. Shomati, listen to this Mice. I see many ears are perked up now with this. All right. Shamati, he says, I heard. Uvdeni Floy Oidis Agoin Ramosha Feinstein. I one of the biographies for him that the Arshkol put out from Moshe, this mice is also there. Shepamachas bo echol beis medrash. Somebody come to beis medrash, you know where that is. Sheboy hoy Ramosha Zatzal Osun Bulamidoi. Ramosha Osun is learning. V'omar Haniskel El, and that person says, La Rav. He says, Rebbe, Achshav Korsaturas Derochim, there was an accident that happened now. What's the accident? A bocher begil yudalei tezvov, a bocher 14, 15 years old, with literally a car ran him over. They came running from Moshe, right next to the Beis Medrash. A car ran over a boy, 14, 15 years old, shenidras al yidei rechev, and it appears in his rachamim gedolim. So he came to Moshe, a bracha, something. Came running to Moshe, an accident in front of the shul. The person who came in to tell Ramosha said, maybe we should say, come and pick at the hill and make a yeshiva. Maybe right now we should summon the yeshiva to say a couple of prokim. Because the terrible damage that happens to this bocher. Hey, Shiva Loi Mara, that's how Ramosha answered. Loi, no, we're not going to say tilim. Anachnu, we're not going to be mafsik our learning. Why? Because the bocher that was, right? That was ran over by the car is a goy. How do you know it? How do you know? It's a goy. But don't have to stop learning for that. Ramosha says, "Anachto le mafsiki melumei ludovezer. We're not going to stop our limud. Keloi hanidras hu goy. Shoma huish veheish alav. Here yamuke. Here yamuke. V'alohoy lekipa. V'alke. V'alkocha shein a goy. Has to be not a goy." Ramosha was not a spoiler. Listen to what I tell you. The start is bara, the end take. It became clear, evident. You know what happened? He gathered a yarmulke from a Jewish child. He gathered a yarmulke from a Jewish child. He was run over by a car. She got off kippah miyel at Yisrael. The rots of my kippah, the rachoyim. Being that he stole it, he was running without looking. That's why car ran him over. He was running without looking, and he was run over. Benidras. So he asked him, the Moshe, pray tell, how did you know? How did you know? Let me ask Oish, Ech Yoda, I go in the Moshe that was there. Was it Ruach HaKodesh? The Chihoyfiya Ruach HaKodesh be Medrashah, the Rivet says many times. Chihoyfiya Ruach HaKodesh be Beis Medrashah, the Rivet says. Ruach HaKodesh, he says, but it appeared in Abish Medrash. That's the Moshe, was it Ruach HaKodesh? On the way, go to Moshe, because they're called Kapush. You know, it's Gedol Yisrael always make it with Machtapush the Zach. They say the bells are Ruven, Sachem Lazoi. Clearly, it's the incidents of Ruach HaKodesh, and he always found a way to explain it away like it's nothing. He always found a way to give you some sort of a rational explanation. And Moshe said the same thing. When did this accident happen? Well, I was learning. Haloi, Moshe, so you say, Osuk, Besugye, Lasuk, Yishmaitse, as I was learning a Sugye to be Mavar Ahaloche. But your dati, and I was certain, the Amel is Betoyre, Shoyisi Omel Oz, the Torah has to protect all those that are around the Beis Medrash, the Torah that is being learned, has to protect. It can't happen an accident. When I'm learning Torah, he said, it can't happen. Min ha-mukhrich sha-Torah togin v'tatzil al-b'nei-yemenu v'svi Beis Medrash. V'lo yitokin s'na-shayach, that the Torah did not protect, he wasn't Jewish. That's why I was koveya. We're not mavatal tamzoy ram. Again, this is the koich of Torah. Torah can bring mechay mesim. Torah can bring all the yeshuas. Atkelekach. This is the koich of Torah. Why we should get a little bit closer and to be able to recognize the gvaldige koiches of Torah, and it will bring us all the brachas amur b'Torah or echiyomim b'yemino b'smoyla oishav ekoved. Semehero b'yemedo. Thank you.